The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, the UNODC, says its annual survey of opium production in the Golden Triangle region shows poppy cultivation there fell by 29% this year. Burma, the main poppy-growing country of the region, reported a more than 30% decline in area under cultivation from the previous year. Burma is the second-largest opium grower globally after Afghanistan, which accounts for more than 90% of the world's supply of heroin. Burma's northern Shan state produces 90% of the country's opium. The ethnic Wa community there declared a total ban on opium cultivation and trade last year. The decrease in Burmese production means that a plan to eradicate opium in the Golden Triangle by 2014 remains on target. The region's share of world poppy cultivation dropped from 66% in 1998 to 12% last year. But Lek Boonwat, the UNODC representative in Laos, said recently there is still a need for international support for development programs to assist opium growers to move towards alternative crops.
There is a need to provide the relief to former opium farmers in order to enable them to adapt to new alternative livelihoods or new way of life. And it's also important to enable the national poverty reduction programs to be able to incorporate all these areas.
The UNODC report says the two other countries in the Golden Triangle, Thailand and Laos, are almost opium-free. But the gains from the decrease in opium cultivation are being offset by a rise in methamphetamine and ecstasy abuse in Southeast Asia. A recent report by the UNODC found that methamphetamine is a concern across the region. The UNODC's Lek says in Laos, methamphetamine is a particular problem among young people.
For methamphetamine in Laos, it's mostly targeting the youth, school children. We have children as young as 12 years old that are addicted. And this is causing great concerns. We see it in the schools. We're seeing it in urban areas. We're also seeing it in rural areas.
Factories producing methamphetamine-type stimulants are found along the Burma-Thailand border, with millions of tablets finding their way onto the Thai market each year. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.